This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
News, analysis, reports. It's the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here with Owen Schroer. We have a big list of news, a lot of big wins that are happening. Let me tell you some of the things that are happening. We've got U.S. home sales falling. Well, that doesn't sound like too good a news, except when you realize that it's because the shrinking number of inventory, because so many people are buying houses. The price is going up and the inventory is shrinking. So this is a strong economy, quite frankly. We've also got the Tea Party winning an 8-year battle with the IRS. Finally, they have gotten approved. Why is that? It's a change in administration. We got black women in Georgia taking up firearms, just as we've seen women in Chicago training. They're starting to realize that you have to be able to protect yourself. They understand that this is something that is going to equalize them against domestic violence, against sexual assaults, against the kind of violence that they encounter in the streets. So this is a good thing. People taking control of their lives. And then this, out of Maine, the first of its kind, food sovereignty law, just legalized without a local food trade. You can buy raw milk in Maine without the government trying to arrest you. Meanwhile, we see a former plunge protection team, that's the people in the government that are supposed to manipulate the stock market to try to maintain it at a high level, inflate it, saying blockchain is freaking the government out. So we got a lot of different things that are happening that are good news. So what's happening? Overall, we see now an article that's up on Infowars.com. A pastor has said that he had a long-term meeting with a senior Republican senator who told him that there is a plan to take out Donald Trump. And we're going to play this clip for you. He said there's a plot on Capitol Hill to take out the president. I said by impeachment or by indictment. And the senator said no. To take him out, he'll be removed suddenly from office. This is the pastor. If you remember a couple of weeks ago, we had the picture of a lot of pastors meeting with Donald Trump in the Oval Office. They were laying hands on him and praying for him. This is the pastor who tweeted that out. So he had said that he tried to put this out on CBN, and they cut the segment. So he went out to other means to try to get this information out. So we're going to talk about that. That's the key story. When we see all these wins here, now we see that they want to take him out. Owen?
Well, and now you see more musicians coming out and talking about using witchcraft against Donald Trump. The latest in the pop stars is Lana Del Rey. And, you know, I don't know if they're witchcraft. You know, I mean, look, you've got the pastor over here warning about a plan to take out Trump. He's raising awareness, saying we need to pray for Trump. I pray for Trump every night when I say my nightly prayers. I pray for the InfoWars staff. I pray for everything. So I guess what these people do, David, is they pray to the devil. They pray to Satan. Yeah. They do their little witchcraft ceremonies, whatever it is, and I guess burn a Trump effigy. Kathy Griffin holds up a decapitated Trump head. This is their witchcraft. This is how they pray against Trump. And it's not surprising.
Well, they pray to their God.
Of course they want to kill Trump.
Our God is greater.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying, though. So, I mean, should I really be worried about these prayers to a witch? You know, should I really be worried about Pop-Tarts like Lana Del Rey worshiping Satan to try to take Trump out? Obviously, their God has no say over our God. But what worries me about this, David, is what it does to the youth that looks up to Lana Del Rey, that thinks Lana Del Rey is an idol, an icon. She can do no wrong. You know, she's probably in a relationship with some other celebrity. So now they're pop culture. No, this is not pop culture. These are Satan worshipers who hate you. They hate you and they hate your family. And that's why they want to kill Donald Trump. And that's what that pastor is saying, David.
Newsflash, you heard it here first. MTV is satanic, okay? The music industry is satanic. We've been telling people that for a very long time. And now they just become more and more overt in this. But we're going to take a look at this plan to take out Trump. You know, quite frankly, we've got commentators pointing out how the Democrats want you to listen to what Trump says, but not look at what is happening, what he does. And that was the list that I began with in this segment. The good things that are happening in this country, the things that are being turned around, free speech, freedom to buy your own food. Maybe we should have the government decide what we should put in our bodies, right? That's something for conservatives to think about if you actually side with Jeff Sessions. This is a guy who has gone off the rails, isn't doing anything to shut down the criminals in Washington. Instead, he's trying to fight this 50-year-old drug war that was created by the UN. Well, if you can do that, then you should be able to tell people that you can't buy and sell milk and eggs if you're going to give that kind of power to the government. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue chosen by our dental experts include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I just had a weird joke hit me, David, when I was thinking about just coming back. We've been calling the Trump-Russia investigation a witch hunt, right? Because it is a witch hunt.
We know where the witches are.
Now you've got actual witches trying to cast spells from Satan onto Donald Trump, like Lana Del Rey, amongst the others. And the big story today, a pastor says a senior Republican has told him a plan to take out Trump and has basically said that that is inevitable. Let's go to that clip now. Bombshell clip of a pastor.
What Monday was, Tuesday was a low. Because I got to go into the Congress and spend 3 hours from 9:30 in the evening to 12:30 a.m. with one of the senior ranking members of Congress. And he told me, and of course this is what I said on CBN, but they cut it out, but I'm going to go public with this because we have to. He said there is a plot on Capitol Hill to take the president out. I said, you mean by impeachment or by indictment? He said, no, to take him out. He will be removed suddenly from office. Well, you can read between the lines. I said, look, I said, that's not going to happen. He said, well, really, there's nothing we can do to stop it. I said, we are going to stop it because we're going to mobilize the body of Christ to pray. So listen, they started a war. You know, they are so upset about what's happening because since when last has the body of Christ had access into the White House? It wasn't that way under Reagan. They might come and go a little bit. It wasn't that way under Clinton. It wasn't that way under both Bushes. And it definitely wasn't that way under Obama. But we have a president that's opened the door for the body of Christ. And that is huge, whichever way you want to look at it. And let me tell you, you know, everybody's moaning Republican, Democrat. He actually is neither. He's basically a populist that the American people voted for. They put a businessman in the White House because things are so fouled up. Well, if you want to really see fouled up, go to Congress and go sit and talk to the... He's been there since 96. So he knows everything about what's going on. And I can tell you the games that are being played, how they're actually trying to set the president up in every way. So, but when he told me what he said, that they are planning, the talk on the Hill is the plan that suddenly he'll be removed. So what we're going to do, we're going to launch it today as a 24-hour prayer initiative to pray around the clock, and we do it across the nation, around the world, for the protection of the president.
Wow, the Red Pill Church of Christ there. No, that is actually Revival Ministries International, Rodney Howard Brown, addressing a leading congressman, telling him the plans to take out Trump. Of course, we've known about this. We've had witches praying against Trump. We've seen the Trump effigies, the Trump head with the CNN Kathy Griffin. So we've known this plan. They've been trying to push this into the mainstream. We know what they did, and they got their lunatic Bernie supporter to go out and try to assassinate Republicans when they were practicing baseball. So we know what's going on, David, but it's starting to enter the mainstream now. More people feel like they're willing to talk about it. And I thought it was powerful what the pastor said there about President Trump having the body of Christ in the White House.
Well, as Christians, we understand that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness. So that's the key. That's what he's talking about. And so the prayers that we see, latest one is Lana Del Rey. As we said before, you know, she's just another Pop-Tart who is toast because we don't really care what she has to pray about. There is a power in praying for the president. But we have to understand also there's something else involved here. And that is the drumbeat, the constant drumbeat of false news that's coming out of the mainstream media. And this was addressed by Tammy Bruce, who is a contributor on Fox News, also the Washington Times. I want to play a clip of that for you and let you hear what she has to say about the way the narrative is being spun. The Democrats want you to look at what Trump says because he's not as articulate and as polished as a professional politician. He's not a communicator. He is a doer. Yeah, he's not a lawyer. He is a doer. He is a businessman. So they don't want you to see what he's done. They don't want you to see what he's accomplished. They want you to listen to his speech, and then they're the ones who have the slick tongues, but they don't accomplish anything. I mean, the DNC is like $3.3 million in debt. That's what they want to do to the rest of the country. That's what they've done in the areas that they control. But let's listen to what Tammy Bruce had to say on Fox News.
Will, an irrelevant
lattes
club,
sipping.
And they think it's going to be a slogan. If any Americans learned anything over the last decade, it's that you got to look at what people do, not what they say. Now, as we've seen, the Democrats, of course, they want you to only look at what Donald Trump says, not what he does, because his agenda's been so successful. But on their end, they want you to only hear what they say, because they have done things, and they've ruined people's lives. That's their problem. And they think that this is going to solve it. They've got another thing up.
But when they focus on what he has to say, Owen, we see this article that's on InfoWars.com from Zero Hedge. Support for Trump's impeachment is now higher than it was for Richard Nixon. And they're pointing out that for Nixon, it was 24% of the people who were favoring impeachment. But for Trump, it is now 41%. So 24% for Nixon, 41% for Trump. Why is that? That is a very dangerous metric as they start to get to the 50% rate as it's getting higher and higher. Because when we look at what happened recently, we had a couple of people that have come up for parole. We've had Dennis Hastert, who's getting out of jail. We've had O.J. Simpson getting out of jail. They went to jail not for the putative crime so much as for the fact that Hastert was a pedophile. Everybody knew he was a pedophile, but they couldn't get a conviction because we had this idiotic idea here in the United States that there ought to be some kind of a statute of limitations for pedophiles. There shouldn't be. And, of course, we see Cardinal Pell being called back to Australia because they eliminated their statute of limitations for pedophilia. They couldn't get a conviction for murder, so they tried to put O.J. Simpson in. They tried to keep him in on some extraneous charges that they brought up before he went to the parole board at the very last minute. That didn't work either. But both of them really went to jail, not so much for getting back sports memorabilia from somebody, and certainly not for the non-crime of taking out. It is a crime, and, of course, Dennis Hastert is responsible for it being a crime. He was the longest-serving Republican Speaker of the House we've ever had. And so when they make a financial crime out of withdrawing your own money from the bank, money that they've already looked at when you put it into the bank, money that was not obtained illegally, money that was not any tax avoidance issue, but simply the fact that he structured his withdrawals, they said, to avoid detection. They sent him to jail on that. So they come up with these minor things. That's what they will do to Donald Trump if they believe that the American public believes that he needs to be taken out of office for some nebulous idea having to do with some Russian collusion or whatever it is that they can bring against him. If they can get public opinion to do that, they'll come up with some absurd charge and they'll make it stick in the same way that we saw that happen with Dennis Hastert with O.J. Simpson.
Well, and if you go back to that poll, I think that this is kind of a visual that you can see directly how the mainstream media's hold on the thoughts and minds and hearts of the public is losing its grip. Even Nixon did not experience this type of, from all angles, attack that President Trump has from all members of the media. And still, you know, they want to get the point of the public interest in Trump to impeach, you know, to impeach him up to the certain point. So then they think they can go through with it, but they can't get there. They cannot get to that point. They do not have the grip on the American public that they used to have. So they keep struggling, and that's why they want you to listen to what he says and not what he does, because they edit what he says. They focus on the negative of what he says. This guy is talking for 3-4 hours a day in public. In fact, he's got another meeting today, 2:15 here Central Time, 3:15 Eastern Time, where he's giving a public address on the current state of health care. So, of course, when President Trump is talking for 3 hours a day, you can edit it down, pick and choose what you want to get out there to try to paint President Trump as whatever you want to paint him as, instead of looking at the actual fruits. Last night on Lou Dobbs, they were highlighting all the accomplishments of Trump. A lot of people are doing this right now. He's had, I think it was, 115 record stock closures.
Yeah.
115.
Yeah. Let's talk about the economy here, because we got a story from the AP today saying U.S. home sales fell in June. Why? Because the economy is so strong, buyers can't find homes. And the prices are going up quite a bit. That's a strong economy. It is out. Demand is outpacing supply. That's a good thing. We got the Tea Party finally winning an 8-year battle with the IRS. This is the Albuquerque Tea Party. They've had hundreds of conservative Tea Parties. You remember the corruption in the IRS? That was one of the reasons that was brought up, the charges brought up against Richard Nixon, was that he tried to get the IRS to attack his political enemies. And the IRS commissioner blew the whistle on that, showed the letter that he had sent him. And yet we have Obama actually getting the IRS commissioner to attack his enemies. Why? Because they're aligned with the Democrats. So it's a political alignment. But even when we see that the IRS is coming after the political enemies, nothing was done about it until now. It took a change of administration to do that. So on many different fronts, we're seeing that this is happening. I just see a message here that we've got Alex live now on Facebook mention. He's on vacation, but Alex never goes on vacation. So let's join him right now on Facebook. We have a Facebook mentions live with Alex Jones.
Brexit, they can kill the movement, they think. He's targeted. He represents us now beyond a figurehead. We're bound to that. The free press he's defending, the sovereignty of our nation, the lower taxes, the not having open borders to Islamicists that they're openly invading Europe with. This is the reality. So you need to go to the article on Infowars.com. David Knight is live right now. Senior Republican told me the plan to take out Trump suddenly. This is violent. This is not impeachment. This is violently. You see them pushing it everywhere, saying kill president, kill supporters. And then they got Newsweek on Friday come out with a headline, Republicans call for civil war. Then they would edit words I said down to three words where I was saying we don't want civil war, where I was quoting Democrats calling for blowing up the White House, killing cops, killing Trump. And they edited it together, three-word lines. The biggest fake news I've ever seen by this lady who's got connections to intelligence groups. And it's a whole article about how me and Michael Savage are calling for violent overthrow of the Democrats and blood in the streets when we're calling for the opposite. We're winning the information war. We want to take the government back and restore the Republican prosperity. We're in a race with these people.
Let's skip the break.
Yeah, skip the break. Absolutely, they're live right now. I'm going to skip the break. So all of this is going on. All of this is happening right now. Again, we're live. I'm taking a week off of my children on vacation, but I'm up where I'm at 6 in the morning. I've been up since 4 in the morning working with Paul Watson, who's in England. It's already the afternoon over there, the evening, to break all this down. But the story's on Infowars.com. It is absolutely, totally, and completely critical that everybody understand the magnitude of this. We don't just have this senior pastor that's good friends with Trump. We don't just have the senior Republican telling him this. This is in the news, but it's in Atlantic Monthly. It's in New Yorker Magazine. It's in Financial Times of London. It's in The Economist. It's in Harvard's Review, saying we need to violently take him out. Then we say, don't do that. It'll cause a civil war. And they say, oh, you want violence. We're going to arrest you, too, when we take over. And they're in Newsweek saying, why haven't the feds arrested Alex Jones yet? Why haven't they come after him yet? You got Madonna saying blow up the White House. You got Kathy Griffin, the severed head, all this crap. And, of course, we know those cowards aren't going to be the ones that are carrying out the violence. They want some unhinged lunatic to go out and do it. We're kicking their globalist butt intellectually, politically, socioeconomically, culturally, spiritually. The violence is the refuge of these failures. So, ladies and gentlemen, turn to the street. Ladies and gentlemen, all I can say to you is it is now more critical than ever that we realize how serious this is and that I've been absolutely right and absolutely on target. But not because I'm that smart. I've watched all the frontline specials from the 80s about martial law plans. I've read the documents. I've read the books. I've read the reports. Yeah, let's duck in this gazebo over here.
Alex Jones is on vacation right now, obviously working hard and interrupted by a little bit of weather there as he was breaking down all of Trump's victory. Is he back, guys? Go ahead and go to him if he's back. Okay, here we go.
He's killed their carbon taxes. He's killed their TPP.
Alex Jones live in a monsoon.
Their whole Islam invasion plan that I used to hear the right-wingers warn about that I thought was exaggerated is in full swing. Come on over here, Rex. Come on the side right here. It's okay. Tropical rainstorm coming in. So, by the way, I'm here in Hawaii with my family, one of my favorite places to go, on the furthest out island towards Asia, where you got Kim Jong-un threatening to fire nukes in Hawaii and threatening to fire them at Alaska. I don't think that's a major danger right now, but it just shows that all this stuff is heating up. They're talking about doing a missile test this week in Alaska and here in Hawaii where the missile base, the anti-missile ballistic system is. We'll be reporting on that as well. But I want to get back to David Knight and Owen Schroyer and the rest of the crew live. I'm going to be co-hosting with the guys on Wednesday and Thursday. Paul Watson's co-hosting on Friday. So all this is coming up. But I cannot stress to you enough how critical it is that the Tree of Liberty not just be watered with the blood of patriots and tyrants, but be watered with the blood of your sweat and your tears and your political action, speaking out against these globalists that want to bully you into submission. But here's the danger. The danger is the globalists are all in. They're cornered. They have nothing to lose. They know humanity's waking up. So they openly are saying they don't have the legislative, they don't have the executive, they don't have the judicial. And so they say in Newsweek, arrest the conservatives. Because we, quote, want violence. No, you want violence because you're losing, and you always thought you had your foot on our neck, that we were animals that you owned as pseudo-intellectual beta cucks. Beta females, beta males, they form these liberal fake societies of control, of social engineering, of dumbing down language. And humanity is awake to that. But we have to realize how dangerous they are, and that we've lived under freedom so long that we've become lackadaisical or beyond that, aren't even aware of what's happening. We have to be hardcore and extreme because they're being hardcore and extreme. It sounds hardcore and extreme to say they're planning to overthrow Trump. It sounds hardcore and extreme to say they've got COG ready. But we've got to go ahead and say it because it's the truth. And now, my biggest victory, your biggest victory, is we have Sean Hannity. We have Lou Dobbs. We have other people that are still hardcore real conservatives. They're not perfect, but they're loyal to the country. From Limbaugh to you name it, say, there's a COG plan to overthrow the president. There's a coup against the election. There's a coup against the American people. And so we have to force this out in the open. I know you know they're planning martial law and civil emergencies and Black Lives Matter riots and killing cops everywhere and then seizing control of the government and then basically killing Trump. They're not going to let him ever testify, folks. They're going to let him defend himself up against them. They're cowards. They won't let Roger Stone testify in public. They won't let me testify in public. They won't let Caputo testify in public. They want to just demonize us and never let us have our day in court because they're the outsiders. They're the globalists. They're the ones using illegal spying to then make up all these lies about Trump. Once the spying comes out, what they say is in the spying isn't there. Then they turn around and say, we never spied on you. Remember all that from a few months ago? No one spied on them. There's no intercepts. They're a pack of scum that think you don't have a memory, who think you'll lazily give up and go to sleep so they can run your world. They want to make you poor. They want to control your life. They are your enemy. That isn't rhetoric. They are your sworn enemy. Their whole culture is hating you. What does the preacher in closing say? He says, I've been told by high-level folks they hate Trump because he's a Christian and because he's going to get the left's control over Christianity gone, saying you have a First Amendment to be politically involved, which is in the First Amendment. Congress can't get involved in your religion. You can be political if you want. You just can't have state-run religion. Trump is getting rid of all that. They're panicked. Just like they fund radical Muslims and Orthodox Muslims to kill Christians, just like the UN funds animist groups to kill Christians in Africa, Hollywood has a hard-on for Christians, just like they do in Russia. That's what this is about. It's about overriding Western culture. It's about destroying it. It's about conquering systems they don't control and creating systems of servile idiocy. That's why they use fake Christianity about laying down the tyranny instead of fighting real Christianity, and then they sell this whole false paradigm to people. This is a war against Christianity. It's a war against free speech. Just like they're attacking everybody else's speech, they're attacking Christian speech. And we have to all come together, regardless of what group we're in, or what color we are, or where we're from, and say, we want to ally with George Soros and the megabanks and radical Islam, or we want to ally with free market and open free society, and what makes the West so great. The West is a mindset. It threatens the globalist hegemony. So if you just joined us, top preacher met with a top congressman, Republican, and said they're planning to violently overthrow Trump. Then you have all the admissions in the news, the COG being prepared, leftist publications, top publications saying we need to do this. They've got former deputy heads of the Defense Department in Congress and at Capitol Hill and in the Pentagon promoting an overthrow of Trump. It's all illegal. But it's so over the top. We don't have a political immune system to deal with something this tyrannical. We expect this of Venezuela or Cuba, but not here. It's happening. These people are scum. They openly attack the family. They openly attack the right to self-defense. They openly attack male and female role models because they want a dominated, servile, weak population, and Trump wants prosperity, and we're all bound to Trump now. Understand that, folks. I don't care less about Trump in the final equation as a person. So I don't care about myself in the final equation. It's the continuum of all this. They hate him because he is a real figurehead destroying their political correctness and breaking their back and helping everybody have will again to rally back against these damn bullies. And they want to kill him, and they're not going to let him testify. So when I said if the president moves militarily against this outside globalist threat to arrest Soros and his top people, I'll back it because it's espionage. They're enemy combatants. They aren't citizens. They want to overthrow the country. Obama says don't celebrate the 4th of July. Trudeau says, you know, Trump shouldn't say America first. If we don't have a country and don't look out for our own interests, what do we have? He's saying be a slave. Don't have any interest. Let people run your lives. Be a slave. Roll over. Let us kill your president. No. You people want violence because you're failures. And you want violence because you never actually implemented any of your life. You don't know what it means once it all starts. Have I called for violence? Absolutely not. But if there does start a shoot war, believe me, this isn't Venezuela or North Korea. We already got some poor broken people here enslaving. We are going to absolutely defeat you in the information war and get you to a physical war. All the globalists aren't going to have anywhere on earth to hide because the crimes they've already committed. They want to kill the president. They're criminals. It's no holds barred. They're not backing down. They're never going away. And the victory history is you've gotten the word out, and now the talking point of the reality of what they're doing in secret is out in the public to have a debate in all the churches, all the radio stations, and all the magazines, and on TV it's being forced out so they can't carry it out. Their whole Russian narrative's going in the toilet right now. They know it's failing. No one's buying into it, ladies and gentlemen, because of you speaking out. So they're getting desperate, wanting a violent overthrow, wanting to take over. We're going to break at the 1 minute mark. Financially support InfoWars. They're after us now more than ever. I'm hiring more people, launching more shows. Free shipping ends at the end of the month. In just a few days, 40% off Micro ZX, a lot of other great products. Thank you for funding us and helping us be strong in the face of the globalists. InfoWars.com. Spread the article by Paul Watson. Back to David Knight and Owen Shorter on the other side of this break.
All right, and that's Alex Jones doing a live Facebook mentions from Hawaii. He's kind of on vacation, but he's never on vacation. We're going to be right back. David Knight, Owen Shorter. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite establishment is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is finally back at the InfoWars store. You can get 25% off the regular price for a limited time only at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Ben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to talk to you today about the basic survival, not just of Western society, but of the family and the human community itself. The technocrats, as the world's ruling elite call themselves, are incredibly selfish people. And they admit that they have a plan to balkanize nations and turn peoples against each other
so they can be easily ruled via divide and conquer. But first, the nation state itself must be taken over by private corporate combines, and foreign groups then need to be brought in who are clothed and fed and brainwashed by the state to be destabilization forces. Now, this is not my opinion. On screen is an article from 2012 from the BBC that's promoting world government via open borders. And it says the EU should undermine national homogeneity, says UN migration chief, should open the borders to Africa and to the Middle East to then bring in the groups who are not from free countries to force Europeans to then adopt systems that will not, quote, upset the Islamicist and others. And examples of this are in Germany, they tell women don't wear short skirts. It'll make the Muslims mad. They're starting to not have outdoor Oktoberfest because the Muslims will attack people drinking beer. The Muslims are attacking people walking dogs, saying they're unclean. And now in schools in the U.S., but also in Europe and places in Austria, they're banning pork in school lunches because Muslims are upset about it. Well, Orthodox Jews don't eat pork, but they don't then demand that the schools don't serve it. This is all about total and complete control. They're bringing in groups like Orthodox radical Muslims who won't even get along with each other in their own countries and have constant civil war. They are so cult-like, and they admit that they're going to make Europe, the United States, Australia adopt authoritarian codes to, quote, accommodate the Muslims. Ladies and gentlemen, this is how we're being culturally conquered. First, they get us to be open to the gays, and then, you know, to be open to this group or that group. And then next, they're saying we're going to teach your children about how to have sex when they're 5 years old and how to masturbate in schools. But we're going to bring in Muslims that throw gay people off buildings, and you're going to submit to them as well. But you're not going to give out Christmas cards, as we've seen cases around the country, at Christmas at school because of separation of church and state. Separation of church and state, ladies and gentlemen, says that the government can't have an official religion. It doesn't mean you can't hand out Christmas cards. But only Christians, libertarians, conservatives, nationalists, free market folks, very diverse group, only we have to give up our speech and shut up. Well, here's a new article today that David Knight and Owen Shore are going to be breaking down a little bit later here on the live transmission from WorldNet Daily, simply pointing out a UN document from 2000 telling folks, oh, we need to bring in the folks from Africa. We need to bring in the Muslims. Then they pay, the UN does, along with Peter Sutherland, the UN, George Soros with our tax money, to bring the people 100 miles off the coast of international waters. Then the EU Navy comes and, quote, rescues them and brings them in to be resettled. And Italian homeowners and hotel owners are being thrown out. Their guests are being thrown out. And the Islamicist, 80%+ military age men being brought in, are then put on welfare. This is the idea. This is the program. And they say it is to, quote, replace Europeans. Then they teach in the news that white people are fundamentally evil and fundamentally bad and need to be gotten rid of, and that white genocide is now taught in colleges. So again, the race-based Hitlerian plan, whether it's carried out by whites or carried out by others, is always very attractive. You read the Bible, different tribes are always exterminating each other. But the big megabanks are coming in with the 7 billion plus people, it'll be 9 billion in just a few years in the third world, and using them as weapons against the West after the globalists have already exploited the continent of Africa, exploited other areas. But they're not bringing in people in ultra-massive numbers from, say, Brazil or other areas that have more libertarian or conservative backgrounds. They're bringing people in out of savage Muslim countries where women are kept as animals. Failed states like Somalia and Sudan. So to counter this, I am announcing a $20,000 contest because the media made fun of the video that I put out a few months ago, and Super Deluxe turned it into a video that had 20 million views in the last week, where I sung about how they basically cover up. There's a massive cover up when Islamicists in Europe rape, bomb, shoot, stab, run people over with cars. And so I basically made a joke and said, we love our Somalis. We love our Muslims, too. Oh, they so good. Oh, they so sweet. Because when somebody screams Allah Akbar and stabs people, whether it's in San Francisco, or whether it's in Minneapolis, St. Paul, or whether it's in New York City, or somebody shoots a cop in the back of the head yelling Allah Akbar, national media won't report it. So we're going to expose the type of immigrants, the type of invaders, the types that are being brought in. Now, to be clear, you can't go to Sudan, you can't go to Somalia, you can't go to Saudi Arabia and be a Christian. You can't be a woman and not wear a burqa over your head. You can't be a woman and drive a car or go shopping without your male controller. You can't be gay without being murdered. So standing up against these human rights abuses and standing up against this anti-Western tyranny, so to counter this sinister move by global government forces to crush what's left of the last few free nations that exist using huge third world hordes of Islamicists that have already been exploited and stirred up by the globalists, we're launching an epic contest where you can add news clips, your own commentary into remixes. I don't care. The more creative, the better. But work into it the song that Time Warner and Super Deluxe thought would be so damaging to us in this meme war, and expose the fact that the UN and others are pushing this massive agenda for us to have big open hearts and open ourselves up to more than just the 10 million Islamicists that have already gone into Europe the last few years. Again, 80% of them military-age men. So InfoWars is announcing this anti-globalist, anti-open border contest. There are three prizes. Let's go over them. Wait till the globalists and all their minions, using our taxpayer money to propagandize our own destruction, face the power of the people resisting through information warfare, through truth. $10,000 is the main prize. Best cover. Again, mix in clips, mix in remixes, mix in news, expose the globalist pedophile rings, expose the radical Islamic invasion, expose the whole UN program, mix it all together with the music performed by you or your band, $10,000. We just had a $20,000 winner in the CNN meme contest last week. Filmed from the best location, $5,000. And filmed with best audience participation, $5,000. That's three different winners. But so many people that entered the last meme contest, more than 8,000, didn't upload it to Facebook, Google, or Twitter. It's got to be uploaded to Facebook, YouTube, or to Twitter Periscope. George Soros, Peter Sutherland, all of them admittedly are behind this plan. They're totally dastardly. They want to bring down the West. They want to bring down the third world. They want total degradation. They want city-states of ultra-rich, everybody poor. Obama told Africans they can't have cars or air conditioning. You know, they got to come here. This is the plan to make us all poor, but a tiny elite. It's totally dastardly. So, again, it's multifaceted. Expose globalism. Expose the ultra-rich. Expose, you know, the Vatican and all the pedophilia. Expose the Clintons and Jerry Epstein. Expose Wiener. Expose all their corruption. Expose the open borders. Expose the master plan. Expose how they cover up for Islamic terror and attacks and enslavement. And everybody that enters wins by spreading the word. They want to censor. They want to shut us up. They want to shut you up. We're going to the next level. This is going to be exciting. I can't wait to see all your entries. I'm Alex Jones, counting on you, because this is the Info War. And in the Info War, you are the resistance. You are the power. You are the force that can destroy these globalist parasites.
And last week, David, you covered the George Soros operation in the EU to replace the population with the Muslim population. This is something that a lot of people have been talking about for a while.
Actually, it even goes back before that. It goes back to 2000. We had a UN document that WND put out showing that it was their plan. They even called it the people replacement. Now, they were selling it as a demographic prop for their Social Security system. But it shows that it was a plan. And we know that Social Security has been alive from the very first time it was used by the German Chancellor Bismarck. He picked 65 because that was life expectancy. But they try to use that as a plan. It's not a reaction to what's going on in Africa. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But, yeah, go ahead.
Well, it's hitting the mainstream news now. Everybody's talking about George Soros' population replacement plan. Mm-hmm. And then I was shocked. This is from the Huffington Post. The Huffington Post is now willing to step into reality and print this headline. how multiculturalism at all costs has cost us lives.
Yeah.
That's the Huffington Post.
Wow.
And the story to me here, David, is something that I've been saying for a while. Leftist policies, modern day liberal policies, Democrat policies are literally suicidal. They are literally death policies. You can see it with government-run healthcare. Look at Charlie Gard. You can see it with multiculturalism. You can see it with abortion. These are death policies.
And you know,
see it, they want to kill Trump.
That's right. And we have a story. We'll get to this in just a moment. It's from an individual, Dr. Pippa Malgren. And she was on, this is a story from Zero Hedge. She was on a podcast, Eric Townsend's Macro Voices, and she's somebody who was part of the Obama administration. And of course, she was working on the financial part of it, the working group on financial markets, which we typically call the plunge protection team. These are people who are supposed to pump up the stock market to make sure that it doesn't crash, to maintain the stability. But of course, they also pump up the stock market. They manipulate the markets. That's what the Federal Reserve does. But she also was a special assistant to the Obama administration, and she was also concerned about the movement of people. So now we got the Huffington Post saying this, and we got somebody who was with the Obama administration saying, well, you know, this is something that may be a danger. They're starting to see this get out of control. That's the point. And we talk about what's going on with Soros. The person who's calling out Soros is the Hungarian prime minister. Soros is from Hungary. The people in Hungary know Soros. They know his background during World War II. They know how he sold people out in the concentration camps. He likes to say any criticism of him is anti-Semitic. Well, I think maybe selling people out to the Nazis in concentration camps, being a Nazi collaborator, that might be anti-Semitic too, wouldn't it? But of course, this is somebody who is now working with this UN agenda, which has been an agenda for a very long time. They even put it down, as I pointed out, last Friday. You can see that report on the Alex Jones channel, Invasion 21, UN documents a plan for great people replacement in Europe. That's what they said. They said, we've got a population that is aging, that is dying out. We're not going to be able to maintain this Social Security welfare entitlement network unless we bring people in. The only problem is people don't just come in as workers. And you might find that the people who are coming in are not really interested in maintaining the retirement benefits for these old, dying white Europeans. Maybe they just want our stuff instead of coming in here. And that's what they're starting to understand. So the Hungarian prime minister said the alliance is with the EU and with Soros. They want to flood Europe with refugees. And this is what they said 17 years ago. It's a public plan. Nobody paid much attention to it. We were talking about how this was developing. We've been talking about this for a very long time, but they laid the plan out there for everybody if you wanted to see it. And we pulled this back up to show people in that report if you want to take a look at it. It says European bureaucrats are in alliance with billionaire financier George Soros in an attempt to flood Europe with refugees and migrants. This is on Infowars.com from CNS News. He said, we can never be loyal to ideas, people, or groups that aim to change European culture. Exactly. Why is it that European culture has to go away? Has to be sacrificed to these other cultures. Well, we understand why this is. We know that the globalists have had their way with colonialism throughout the developing third world countries. The IMF, as well as the long history of colonialism, they've been able to do whatever they want. If they can reduce Western society to a third world country, if they can create chaos and division within our within the West, if they can bring in other cultures that they can control, that they've historically been able to more easily control than they can people who are affluent, if they can destroy our culture and create that chaos in its place, then they can control the West. That is really what is behind this. This is not about maintaining Social Security. That has always been the lie. They might have been able to convince a few idiotic politicians to go along with them on that basis, but we understand that Social Security has always fundamentally been a lie. As life expectancy is going up, what are they saying? Well, we got to raise the age for Social Security. And he talks about, this is Orban, the Prime Minister of Hungary. He says, the new attack on the EU institutions comes after deepening disputes between Brussels and four countries that know better. Countries like Poland, where Donald Trump went to talk to the people about their long history, their struggle, how they've been overrun, how they've been invaded, how they've been attacked during the 20th century by both the Nazis and by the Soviets. But they came back. They maintained their culture, their identity. They fought for it. And so these countries, like Hungary, Poland, the Czech Republic, and Slovakia, have grouped together. They call it the V4. It's also the Visegrad Group. And they are challenging the power of Brussels, openly challenging the power of the European Union, talking about this. And understand that Donald Trump is a big part of the problem that these people have. He is a fly in the ointment. He has delayed their plan, blocked it as long as he's in. They don't want to have Donald Trump there. They want to get him out of the way as soon as possible and replace him with an establishment guy. They don't really care if it's from the Democrats or the Republicans. And here's one of the things that we need to take a look at in our country. So many people say, well, what can we do, Owen? We hear the bad news, but what can we do? Well, here's one of the things that they're doing in Poland. Lawmakers on Saturday approved measures that will, among other things, require all serving judges to retire and to be replaced by candidates chosen by the conservative government's Minister of Justice. This is a very important reform that, frankly, I think needs to be taken by Trump, by the Trump administration, by the Republicans, if they're really serious about this. We have a situation, for example, in the Bundy trial. We've got a federal judge who cannot be impeached, who cannot be removed. This person, like the Supreme Court justices, has to die in office or voluntarily leave. There's nothing we can do about that. We should end that practice for federal judges. We should be able to remove these judges. We should have a term limit on these judges. You want to talk about term limits for Congress? Yeah, we've not been able to get that through. Let's talk about term limits for judges. That would be a very important thing for us to get behind and push to see that happen. That is one way that we take back our country.
Well, and you've got Soros funded protesters, you've got the Soros EU plan being implemented, and then these people want to call Donald Trump Hitler. It really is the richest irony that you could ever find. Folks, gotta let you know about a new product at InfoWarsStore.com. If you're one of those people that can't find a protein, a whey protein that tastes good, we now have that product, the all new True Whey Protein, the vanilla flavor. I typically don't like vanilla flavoring at all, but I actually really enjoy the flavor of this whey protein. It's grass fed whey protein. It's got all nine essential amino acids, one of our latest products, and we introduce it to you at 25% off. So take advantage of the brand new True Whey Protein at InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off the introductory price. InfoWarsStore.com. Last week of July specials running this week. Be sure to take advantage of those. We'll be right back with the Alex Jones Show, Owen Schroyer, and David Knight with you.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Snopes.com is now begging for money on GoFundMe. That's one thing you will never find Infowars.com doing.
Maybe you can just send some cat food.
Send them some cat food?
Yeah.
But, well, let's remember.
They're working on a sofa with their cat, right? That was before they broke up. Now I don't know what they're
doing. Don't be a catist, David. That cat gives real good news. But let's keep in mind that Snopes, actually, the co-founder of Snopes was accused of embezzling company money last year and spending it on prostitutes. So let's not forget that story from Snopes.com, the internet fact checker.
That's a fact they don't want to check.
Yeah. they haven't figured out any facts yet. But now they're on GoFundMe because they're that pathetic and the left is collapsing that much. Nobody goes to Snopes. Nobody cares about Snopes. Here at InfoWars, though, you're keeping us going. You're funding us. You're expanding us to the next level because of your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So Snopes.com needs to beg for money on GoFundMe. MSNBC needs to get government funding money. CNN needs all the big pharmaceutical companies to keep it up. NPR, you know, Trump tried to kill the funding of NPR and other media organizations. Well, Congress went ahead and funded them anyway, so...
The Republicans.
Yeah, so that's nice. No, here at InfoWars, you fund us at InfoWarsStore.com, and we don't just ask for your money. We give you a great product in return. The latest edition is the True Whey Protein, 9 essential amino acids, grass-fed, all-natural whey protein, and we start it at 25% off. There's also a new protein pack. You can get the Caveman protein and the True Whey protein. That is a pack. The new strawberry flavor is now available in Caveman as well. 25% off the protein pack. So unlike Snopes, unlike these leftist blogs and fact checkers that beg for money or need government stimulus, you fund us, you advance us to the next level, and then you see what your funding gets. New products, expanded store, expanded broadcast, more shows, more studios, more Making America Great Again. And David, when I saw Snopes, when this story was broke by Stockport Asset, begging for money, it just is really a sign of the times, David. The left can try to prop themselves up. The left can try to prop the Democrats up with the media, this Russia collusion. It's really not working. And I was listening to the Washington Journal today on C-SPAN. I enjoy that sometimes from 9 to 10. For the first time ever, David, every caller felt like it was on the same page as I was. Normally, you have people calling in and they're buying this, they're buying that, the Russia hoax, Trump this, Trump that. Nobody's falling for it anymore. Democrat line, Republican line, independent line. It was so refreshing. I think that what Trump has done here, David, is he's made the congressmen that are the swamp expose themselves.
Yeah, yeah, could be. And we saw that poll earlier that said that twice the number of people, roughly, that wanted to see Nixon impeached, wanted to see Trump impeached. A lot of times, folks, the polls are push polls. A lot of times, we saw this before the election, didn't we? We saw
polls, David?
We saw that they were doing. Today, it was interesting because, you know, we had Chuck Schumer come out and basically admit why they lost. He said, you lose an election with someone who has, say, 40% popularity. Well, he's just pulling that number out of thin air, just like they pull up the election numbers before the election. But he says, you look in the mirror and you say, what do we do wrong? The number one thing that we did wrong was we didn't tell people what we stood for. And he said that yesterday on one of the Sunday shows. No, we did know what you stood for. We knew that you wanted to shut down our economy. So they've come up with this plan. They call it a better deal. And they say better jobs, better wages, better future. They're starting to focus on the economy. Remember when we had Bill Clinton running and they said it's the economy, stupid. Forget these other issues. Focus on people's pocketbooks. That's what Donald Trump did. That's what they did not do, except they kind of did. They said, we're going to bankrupt entire industries. We don't care whether you make coal clean or not. We're going to shut the coal industry down. We're going to do it with oil. We're going to do it with all of your energy. We're going to shut down. Start with your energy. Then we'll shut down the rest of the economy. That's why people abandoned them. That's why they supported Trump. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Today I'm excited to announce the new limited shipment of